Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to yet another episode of Narcissist versus Study. Remember, the study we are doing is only with respect to Rahu in the first house, Rahu Ketu in the first house, or Rahu Ketu in the seventh house. They are always opposite nodes to one another. And the determining quality is always the ascendant, because that's where your head is most of the time. And the attention directed towards others being the seventh house. Right now we are in the sign of Leo, and every nakshatra has got different signatures, as you'll observe. Every ascendant has three nakshatras, right? As you can see everywhere, scattered is three. It may be first pada, second pada, whatever it is, last pada. But because the dispositor is the same, which is Sun in this case, Sun in relation to first house in Narcissism, which we examined in Makha Nakshatra, now goes to Purva Falguni, then it will go to first pada of Uttara Falguni. The next padas, three padas of Uttara Falguni, go into Bogo. Anyhow, the point I am trying to get across here is, even though the ascendant lord, or the lord of Rahu here being the sun, the signature changes from Magha to Purva Falguni. And therefore, the egoistic self-importance of narcissist number one, which is Rahu in Purva Falguni and Ketu in Shatbhisha, opposite side in Aquarius, will be slightly different. The color of the personality and how it shows up is quite different. Therefore, we have to examine what Purva Falguni stands for. Purva Falguni is all about creating relationships, falling in love, reaping the fruits of the past life, maybe even lovers from past life, or people you knew in the past life who are your current lovers. These people are good at creating new love. Let's look at the themes of Purva Falguni, then we will get a better understanding. Creating new love, good reward from past karma. Purva Falguni. Falguna means the fruits of. Purva is past, therefore it is referred to as good karmas from the past birth. Temperament is Manushya, and Purva nakshatras always tend to initiate something. Remember that. Purva is initiator. Uttara ones are chasing up. They are taking action based on Purva as nakshatra. So drive is sthiti. They want to preserve something. Purva Falguni. They love good fortune. They are gifted with comfort and bliss. Parting type. Sexually very inclined type. Romantically inclined type. You might find lots of Purva Falguni active in actors and actresses who are very charismatic, who change beds like they change their underclothes, right? They're in n number of relationships all the time. Popular. Popularity comes from that past life, Sun, Leo. They have good looks, they have beauty, they might be having vanity also. Overindulgence, lazy nature, addictions, many sexual partners, relationship issues, fault finding, nitpicking. Connection to children, you can observe this because it's the fifth house of Leo, of love and romance. In this nakshatra is where the love and romance aspect of Leo comes into picture. You might say fifth house is romance and love. But not all nakshatras. Purva Falguni is where it comes in. The symbol is of a hammock. I'm just recapping. for you the characteristics of the nakshatra so that we get into a proper zone here. Therefore, when we stick Rahu into this first kind of narcissist we are talking about, this chap over here, Rahu in Purva Falguni, in the first house, in the Leo ascendant, okay? What happens to them? How is it different from Magha if you compare the previous one? Desire for romance and pleasure in Rahu in Purva Falguni signifies lots of pleasure, lots of sensual indulgence towards oneself. Rahu is towards oneself. These individuals may seek passionate, enjoyable experiences, which is self-centered in nature. Remember that. Creative expression. They often possess creative talents for arts. Therefore, they might end up becoming actors and actresses. For example, Purva Falguni is linked to artistic pursuits. The artistic part of Leo falls in this nakshatra. And Leo being Sun, it attracts a lot of attention. Therefore, actors, actresses, musicians, etc. More of actors and actresses. Fame in that area. Charismatic, magnetic personality that attracts others to them. Important one, isn't it, for actors to be famous. Desire for recognition is very strong because now Rahu, sitting in the sign of Sun, as shown here, is attracting all ways and means that it can attract fame. Materialistic ambitions, they can be ambitious when it comes to material success, and they will do it through even devious means. These people strive for luxurious lifestyle, all the villas and the fancy BMWs, you know, Rolls Royce that these people roam around with for a period of time. Nothing lasts forever, of course. Is the route from Purva Falguni. Okay, and Rahu in the first house, in Purva Falguni, in Leo ascendant, will seriously amplify it, right? Okay, so now that we have determined the qualities of Rahu in Purva Falguni, right? Let us get to narcissist number two, because now the Ketu shifts to the other side. But before that, let's just examine what Ketu on the other side, sitting in the sign of Shatpesha, right? Ketu is sitting in Shatpesha. So what does Shatpesha bring about here with Ketu in it? Okay, let's see. So while Rahu is being over-obsessed about relationships on the one side, which is in the head, at the same time, this is the key word, at the same time that Rahu is acting, Ketu is also acting, folks. Okay. At the same time, Ketu on the other side is creating detachment from all these aspects. Detachment from public. Right? This is why the actors and actresses roam around detached from public, although they are in the flashy camera lights, red carpet treatment and so on. All these unconventional perspectives they have non-traditional approaches. Remember the houses that Rahu will affect once it's sitting there. See there? It is obsessed with tradition. Actors and actresses are more traditional. They go to all these temples in India, for example. They do all the religious pujas and so on. They are very attached to their children even. Take Angelina Jolie, for example. Right? This is what creates that actor-actress's dynamic, folks. Ketu, on the other side, has quest for knowledge and truth, but it is detached from it. It is detached from others. It is detached from spouse. This is why this axis can be a strong push and pull towards having a relationship and then getting away from it. Having a relationship, then getting away from it. Okay? Between Shatpesha and Purva Falguni. Now let's see what the narcissist type number two would become, which is Purva Falguni, Rahu, and Ketu on the side Purva Bhadrapada. So there is a stronger sense of push and pull here. Why? Because both Purva Nakshatras are facing one another. Okay, let's see how that plays out. You've got to understand that when the axis push and pull in Narcissus number 2, which is going from Purva to Purva, there's a lot of past life karma here. We shall see this even in the other nakshatras as we go along. Okay, just keep this in mind. When Rahu and Ketu are in 1-7 axis, in facing Purva and Purva nakshatras on either side, you're getting a lot of past life karma. So you better start doing some Ketu type remedies, okay? If you don't know what I'm talking about, see other remedies from other channels and so on. Ketu type remedies, because it's past life karmas playing out. Back to, so Purva Bhadrapada as it is, you can see, is very detached from the world. Very, very detached kind of nakshatra. It's all about gaining wisdom. But now it is sitting in the 1-7 axis and it is obsessing over all kinds of relationships. So in this axis, all kinds of relationships that these actors, actresses, people who are famous go on to become, you can be assured that 99.9% of them are all relationships from their past life. Okay, doesn't matter how many breakups they have, how many divorces they have, what all they lose, what all they gain. Take Johnny Depp, for example. I'm sure the partner he had just broken up with is someone from past life. You see what I'm saying? So you've got to keep this in mind when it is Purva Purva facing like this. You shall see this in other nakshatras as well. Now let's see the empath part of it. Okay. So let's cancel this out. Let's go to the empath, which is this guy, Ketu in the first house in Purva Falguni. What kind of empath would this one lead to? Okay. Once again, these people have lost desire in romance, but is seeking to indulge in the other. So Ketu in the first house in Purva Falguni makes it more like, well, you're seeking romance, you're seeking relationships, and you're strongly attached to the other side. Again, this again becomes a very karmic type of thing, especially with Shatpisha. Okay. So essentially for Purva Falguni Ketu, this one is an empath. At the same time, this person is horny. He goes to the other side, to Shatpisha, which is unconventional Aquarius, and seeks all kinds of unconventional love affairs, people with foreign lines. You look at actors and actresses who are more on the lines of, I'm having an affair with a man from Italy, although they might be from Norway, or having an American and Indian go together, you know, that kind of a thing. This axis brings about foreign partners, unconventional foreign partners. Why we are talking about partners? We are taking the theme of Purva Falguni, which is all about relationships. So we are talking only love affairs here. And this one will look for all kinds of unconventional partners. Once again, Ketu in the first house is all partners from past life. Think of partners and spouses from past life when you're considering this particular axis, okay? So the essential difference between our empath number one, who goes towards Shatpisha, and empath number two, who goes towards Purva Bhadrapada, is this. This one goes towards unconventional foreign people. This one goes towards unconventional foreign people who are guru-like, because it's a guru ruled nakshatra, who claim to be a little more spiritual than they actually are. You see what I'm saying? So Purva Bhadrapada once again. So Rahu in Purva Bhadrapada, what is it? Intense ambition, strong desire for success and recognition. Now it becomes the opposite of this, opposite of detachment, because these empaths can have unconventional thinking. Purva Bhadrapada is anything but conventional. Dissolution of materials in sacrificial fire. It's more Ketu-like, so if you stick Rahu there, it becomes spiritual inclination. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra people can be drawn towards these kind of empaths. We're talking about empath number 2 here, okay? Going towards Purva Bhadrapada. These people can be drawn towards transformation. They want to go towards transformation. They want to seek higher knowledge, wisdom, go towards spirituality, healing arts. These people can become excellent healers, these kind of empaths. Contrary to what it was when Rahu was in the first house, see how different it can be. I'm just trying to show you the colors of how different these two things can be. Leo and Aquarius with Rahu and Ketu present there. Very different energies, isn't it? Between empath number 1, empath number 2. See, these two are very different and they lead to different results. Okay, this one can find very unconventional partners, eccentric partners, and may be very interested in those, bringing different kind of creativity even. This one on the other side is drawn towards hidden arts and mysticism in an unconventional way. Maybe we are even talking about Scientology or, you know, those kinds of eccentric spiritual cults, if you want to call it that. That's what it draws towards. So to summarize, even if we say empaths and narcissists, see how different the energies can play out within nakshatras. I wanted to get an appreciation for it. As we go along, this picture gets even more complex. We'll end it for here now. I'll see you in the next. Take care, be safe.